Police in Los Angeles today arrested a man in connection with a string of more than 50 arson fires that have left that city on edge. Most of the fires were set in parked cars, and some spread to carports, garages, and apartments. Sam Quiñones is following the story for the Los Angeles Times. And Sam, what else is known about the man who was arrested today?
Not a whole lot. That he is German, possibly. That he may have had some kind of immigration beef. That's not too clear yet. There's a press conference scheduled for later this afternoon, which some of these details may come out. So the motive exactly in all these fires is not yet known. Nor is his name. We do know, however, that he's been he started out as detained as a person of interest, as they called him, and he has since been booked.
It is a little confusing, Sam, because there was a news conference earlier today, and authorities mentioned two men who had been arrested. Right. Can you clarify what that was?
Well, the other two were arrested in relation to other fires, but not in connection to these 53 arsons that have taken place over the last since Friday. And so they're kind of separate cases. This is a different fellow. The fellow connected to this has not been named yet. And so we're hoping by 6 o'clock we'll know more about that.
I see. 6 p.m. California time. There
Correct.
Was a videotape that had been released by the arson task force looking into these fires. The man that they have in custody now, are they confident, do you think, that this is the same man who was seen on the video, considered this the person of interest?
I'll just simply quote police chief. LA Police Chief Charlie Beck, who said that they feel very good, in his words, that this is the guy, the same guy in that videotape, the guy that's responsible for a lot of these fires. One thing that may be the case, however, we're hearing that it's possible that he may not be good for all of the 53 fires, that there may be some copycats out there following along in this as well. But that's something for later investigation,
mm-hmm.
I think.
Walk us back to when this all started and how wide an area these arson fires covered in Los Angeles.
Right. It started Friday and then really amped up Saturday and Sunday. Most of the fires were in Hollywood, the Hollywood area, the city of West Hollywood, which is an incorporated town kind of surrounded by Hollywood. And Beverly Hills and that area. There was also one in Burbank. There were a few in the San Fernando Valley, Sherman Oaks area. This morning, it just began popping off like crazy. About 1 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time, they had four fires right off the bat. All within minutes of each other, and then another five, and then two more. And so finally, I get to by the end of the night, within 2 hours, they had 11 fires. All of these, as you say, at carports or cars in different areas. And a fairly wide geographic area, I'd say. The Hollywood area, then over to the San Fernando Valley, then back to West Hollywood. It was like the guy had maybe, if it was one person, that it was a kind of a well-planned tour. Arson tour, in a sense.
And how have people been changing their behavior over the last few days, knowing about
this? Well,
risk?
It's got a lot of people on edge. I spoke to one fellow who really couldn't fall asleep last night. He lives in a very densely packed area, a lot of apartment complexes, a lot of carports in the back. This is in the Hollywood area. He said he spent most of the night peering out his window. He saw for a while that there was a party going, so he figured the guy wouldn't strike while a party was going. So eventually he was able to go to sleep a little bit after one, and then sooner had he fallen asleep than he was awakened to cries from neighbors. Hey, there's a fire, there's a fire. He runs outside. Sure enough, the carport next to his apartment complex is on fire. Within, I think he'd been asleep a half an hour when this took place. So it had people really on edge, and
yeah.
I think a lot of people are very relieved that what appears to be the prime suspect in this case is now...
Sam Quiñones, thanks very much. Sam Quiñones of the Los Angeles Times.